since you've been away. I often think of you night and day. But I know that someday, darling, I won't be troubled no more. Trouble and misery is about to get the best of me. But I know that someday, oh, someday, darling, I won't be troubled no more. About you leaving, baby, you know that's wrong. But oh, someday, darling, I won't be troubled.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. How nice was that? And we have our featured guest on tonight, Mr. Vail Omar.
Man.
Man, that song is titled Trouble Blues. Trouble Blues. Man, let me go down the list because we played a stream of those, right? Stay Where You Are. Rome mm-hmm. wasn't built in a day. And the professor, when I put that one on, you started jumping a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw it. And before that, baby, won't you please come home? A change is going to come. Mm. I mentioned earlier, Mr. Omar, that when you sing with such a conviction of what you're singing, but also there's some power behind your voice. It seems like you hit these notes effortlessly, and
it's innate.
Well, you know, it was easier then than it probably is now.
Oh,
but
well, you still got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to do some different techniques.
I understand how that works. I do understand how that works. But amazing, amazing. That song, mm-hmm. Trouble Blues,
oh,
you already know, it is already in the Hall of Fame. The Platinum Hall of Fame. I put that in. I think I told Mr. Omar about that, mm-hmm. too. But all of these, I have all of these on my playlist anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of these might already be in the Hall of Fame. But Amazing. Trouble Blues. Was that, or is that an original?
It's an original for Charles Brown, a blues singer. Charles Brown.
Oh, that's one of Charles Brown's numbers. Wow.
Right.
Good stuff. Yeah. Oh, man, he's really from the old school. Let me tell you.
You know I am.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been so many covers of Trouble Blues.
Okay.
Sam just happened to be one of the people that I heard sing it, and that's what brought it to my attention.
Are all your numbers covers? Do you write any of your own material?
I write quite a few of my own songs.
I have some of those.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, I have some of those coming up.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Because we want to do a mixture of the covers, obviously. But Mr. Omar, he has some original music that he's written and produced. And so we want to feature that as well. Because he's, and I don't want to say, I'm going to just use this. Okay. Just a cover artist. He's not that. Okay. He's an artist.
He's an artist. It's beautiful.
Simply put. Okay. So, man, we will, ladies and gentlemen, what I want you to do, check this thing out. Okay. Because now we're going to play some original songs by Mr. Omar.
Okay.
Where are we right here? Let's see. Let's go back. Let's do this thing. Professor, do you have any comments before
I
drop these, huh?
I have a question from Mr. Omar while he's looking for that.
I have it, but go on. Please ask your question.
What year did you record your first album?
I said, before I go any further, I think you all can feel free to call me Vel or Omar.
Okay.
So, my first album was back in 1998. It was called Rhythms and the
Nice.
Blues.
Nice.
And it was recorded by Bradley Austin Bobo that I had mentioned before.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to look for that. All right.
And you know, the thing about it is, I know I have I'm free to call him Bill also, but it was something about, I just call him Mr. Omar. I mean, and it's out of respect.
It's respect, man.
It's out of respect, you know, for what you bring, what you do. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken to you many times off air, and you're the same person. Genuine.
Yes.
Right.
That's an artist. That's the artist I like.
This is what I'm talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. Vel Omar. Okay. All right now. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Everybody's
nice.
Dancing.
Nice.
Hey, let us know.
Let's join in and party.
You might as well kick back and grab a glass. Still my love grows. Mr. Vel Omar. Oh man, this is real good.
Since I met you, you have meant everything that heaven would allow. And still my love grows.
My love grows.
There's been hard times.
There's been hard times.
But we made it through standing strong. We survived it all. And still, my love grows.
My love grows.
On the day that I met you, that's when I came to life. As long as my life lasts, until I pass, I'll still love you. Oh, my love for you, sugar, is taking on every kind of foe. Temptations come and go. And still, my love grows.
My love grows.
You're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
You're so beautiful to me. And oh, honey, that's why. That's why my love grows.
Love grows.
Now that I have you, I'm giving you the rest of my life. It doesn't matter how hard the storm may blow. Believe me, baby, I'll still love you. I'm begging you, please, never leave me. I can't live my life without you. Cause my love, it still grows.
My love.
And darling, darling, I love you. You mean everything to me. And all I know is still, still, my love grows.
My love.
I love
grows.
The way you make me feel. And oh, and still.
Oh, my love grows. Mr. Vel Omar, people. Wow. Now, my listening audience, those that are with me on most broadcasts, if it's something I really like, what do I always say? Stop the presses. I always say stop the presses. Okay. I'm going to stop saying stop the presses.
And you're going to say?
I'm going to substitute with drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
Drop the mic. Good gracious. You know, when you have a song that you listen to a song and whether you up dancing to something that has, you know, like a real dance beat to it, or you just sitting back listening, and when you find yourself going from side to side and,
you know, oh, and those moving moments, along. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That song, folks. Still My Love Grows, Mr. Vel Omar. Mr. Omar. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about this song. How did that come about?
Carl Marshall. Those songs, even though they are originals,
Right.
I didn't write them, but Carl Marshall down in Houston, Texas, he produced those songs on my very first and only so far Southern Soul album.
Nice.
Believe it or not, he heard something a little different than Southern Soul, even though that was what he was commissioned to do. So he said, I hear a little bit more than Southern Soul.
Yeah.
We're going to try to keep that flavor that you already have.
Yeah.
So he came up with some various techniques that he uses, ingenious techniques. So just because they're his, I won't give them away.
yeah, I understand. I understand.
Everybody's dancing turned out to be on. The album, The Greatest Song I Ever Sang.
Yes.
And that turned out to be the biggest song on that particular CD.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
So tell me, why is that particular album the only Southern Soul album you'll ever do?
Because I'm a traditionalist.
Traditional soul, soul artist. Gotcha.
You can say that all you want, but I kind of have a feeling you're going to slip up.
Every now and again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like singing all kind of.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Because I don't see any limitations to what you do. You know,
right. I don't even like genres so much.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, but traditional soul that I call classic soul.
Right,
yes.
I don't want to see it fade off into the sunset.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, what are your feelings about neo-soul?
Some of it is good. Mm-hmm. And some of it, I'm sure I haven't heard a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So I can't really take a justified position on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like some of it, and some of it I don't particularly like.
Yeah, and that's
but
fine.
I'm sure I haven't heard most of it.
All right, that's fair.
Yes.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, now we did Southern Soul 3 weeks in a row.
Yes. We do that summer.
Did we play something, Mr. Omar's?
No.
We did not, because I happen to have it in the Southern Soul, my Southern Soul playlist.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did. Before you officialized that for me, I had put it in the Southern Soul playlist.
You know what? Maybe you did. Remember, we had one of those nights, we had a terrible storm, and I was remote. And so we'll leave that open. You may have. I probably just couldn't get it.
Oh, it was, that one of the few times that you're not physically in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to do it remotely. And his Wi-Fi there wasn't. Mr. Omar can attest to that, because a few times I wanted to have him on, and his Wi-Fi kind of acted up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just wasn't strong enough.
Right.
Doing now.
Yeah. Oh, you loud and clear now. You're great.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, speaking of Southern Soul, my idea of Southern Soul was Joe Tex.
Yes, sir.
Millie Jackson.
Now.
Okay. How about Marvin Sees?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The Southern Soul singer. That,
Johnny Taylor.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Vance Carter. You know.
the classic era, for sure.
And some of the ladies, who's that did?
Denise LaSalle.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Peggy Scott Adams.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the people that I usually, even Lil Milton, he was Southern Soul.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, so that was what my idea was of Southern Soul.
Right. I got a question about Lil Milton. Would you happen to know, where was he born? In the South? Or was he?
I'm not sure, but I would guess it's somewhere in the South.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I have to look that up.
Oh, did we talk about this before, Professor? Because it kind of...
Inverness, Mississippi.
Whoa.
Inverness.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of hard coming out of Mississippi if you don't bring some Southern Soul with you, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what this is.
it makes sense to me, right?
Very much sense. So I have a question for you now because of this. Okay, Johnny Taylor, okay?
Yeah.
And you are a master, a virtuoso of the music of Sam Cooke. You know, do you feel that you are skillfully vocally of that click? Because, I mean, you listen to some of Johnny Taylor's very first recordings. Man. With the Soul Stirrers, you know, yeah, and man. The whole Soul Stirrers, Sam Cooke and all that. Have you ever, first off, you know, what have you drawn from that microcosm? And second, have you thought about perhaps maybe doing a gospel album?
I never thought about doing a gospel album because mm-hmm. I wanted to stay in the secular world as far as that goes. Now, mm-hmm. I have done a couple of gospel tunes mm-hmm. and that I released, but not officially. Wonderful. I did that with my group, the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And when I was working with a group called Take Notice, we were preparing to do an independent Sam Cooke biopic. And I would be the voice of Sam Cooke. The group would be the Soul Stirrers.
Wow.
So that's as close as I got to, you know, as far. The other part of your question was,
how have you drawn from, I call it a click, Johnny Taylor, Soul Stirrers, all that. How has that influenced your sound?
Well, because I thought you were going to say it in the beginning, but Johnny Taylor, when he first started out, he sounded so much like Sam Cooke because they had then what they were calling people would come through the school of Cooke.
Oh,
really?
And Sam didn't have any problems with that. You know, like a lot of people nowadays, they say, well, you got to get your own sound. You can have your own sound, but at the same time, you can have the style, like the blues has its style, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of blues singers that sound different. Sam had his own style, and a lot of singers that carried that style, like Johnny Taylor.
Yes.
And some other guys in the, one of the guys that just did a recording, why am I not thinking of his name? Womack.
Bobby Womack.
Yeah.
See, there, the click.
Absolutely.
The click.
I got a question.
All sounded like that.
I got a question for both of you. I'm thinking about Bobby Blue Bland. What would you put him? Would you put him in the Southern Soul, or would you put him in the blues category? Or because we all know that they sort of intertwine a little bit in a way, depending on the beat, you know, whatever it is. Where would you put Bobby Blue Bland?
Great question.
He would be in both, in my book.
I would say intertwining myself, yes.
Amazing. With that, folks, more. Mr. Bill Omar here on Monday Night Madness. This is called Happy People.
Yeah.
This is Monday Night Madness, folks.
I got to tell you how I feel. I love to be around happy people. Happy people have fun. Happy people spend money. I wanna be around happy people. I went with my friend to take a ride. He and his old lady had a fight. Oh, how he acted when he had a drink. He could even think. And that's why be around happy people. Happy people have fun. Happy people spend money. I wanna be around happy people. I thought I could find happy people in the church. I'm telling y'all that's the place I searched first. I never thought that they could get so mad. It made me feel so sad. And that's why I'm telling you, I love to be around happy people. Happy people have fun. Happy people spend money. I wanna be around happy people. I don't think more of myself. Be around happy people.
be around happy people. I'd love to be around happy people.
Happy people have fun.
Happy people spend money. I wanna be around happy people.
Welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. If you've been with us for a while, you'll realize I'm having fun. I think the professor's having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I believe and hope that Mr. Omar is having fun. I just need to know from you guys out there, right? Yes. This is a blast because I had you on. You were on with me, yours truly. On the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast show. Right. And we didn't play a lot of this music that you're hearing right now. Okay. I had it, but we were getting into so many different things. And for 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
we were
mm-hmm.
playing practically the same, well, same schedule.
Okay.
You know, some some covers.
Okay.
Also some originals
mm-hmm.
and conversations. But this song, I'll be there for you. I tried to put it in the Hall of Fame and realized it was already there. Oh, good stuff, good stuff. Happy people. I think you talked about that. I'll be there for you.
So tell us where we can find your music if any of us are interested in purchasing it?
On the internet, if you go on iTunes, Amazon,
Spotify,
YouTube, all of the major online outlets. You can just type my name in the Google search engine and it'll show you everything.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you have two new, which we have privy to right now, and we're broadcasting through also, two new fan pages. Would you consider them fan pages on Facebook?
I consider not so much fan pages, but artist support pages.
Nice. I love that.
I love that, too.
Because you started something there. Tell us a little bit more about that, because what I love about what you're doing is not only are you trying to expose your genius to, I'm using the word genius. You didn't say that because I know you're more humble than that. I already know. But I'm just saying this because I just love your music. But so you want to not only showcase yourself, but you also want to uplift and help other artists. You know,
I think that's what the business should be about. One of the pages is Classic Soul Artist Management.
Okay.
And the other one is designed to bring radio hosts, DJs, and artists together in support of one another.
Yes.
It's called just that, radio DJs who support and play independent artists.
Right. Yeah, and I think I know I'm a part of that too. I mean, I'm a member rather.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
On both pages too.
Yeah. Oh, great. Love it. Folks, please, we need to support our businesses anyway. And when you hear just good stuff, just don't ignore it and take it for granted. You know, share it with somebody. You know, like you, I'm asking that you share the station. If you have an Apple device, just go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W, okay? Android, simply Studio W. We're available on Alexa, and we will really, really, really love, and this show will be up on the website. Folks, if you're missing the website, you're missing a treat.
Beautiful.
Okay? Studio.
Can I say one thing before you go any further?
Yes, sir.
On what you're just saying, when you go to those pages and you see the artist, whatever artist it is that you're interested in, if you're interested in the first 15 seconds of it, see what it sounds like for the rest of the song to the end.
Right.
So don't cut it off. Play the entire song, because that's where a lot of us, we generate our funds from streaming. There's like the radio stations used to kind of take care of that because they play the entire song.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think we've gotten into the habit of wanting to move on to the next thing before we finish what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Listen to it.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen to the music. You know, and so much to say about that, because a lot of times you hear the first few bars of music, you know, listen to it. Oh my God.
Support our artists, man.
Let's do it. Got more from you, or for you, Mr. Vail Omar. Oh man, that sounds good already.
Sometimes I might make you blue.
I love you.
By the things that I do.
Nice.
But I love you.
I love you.
Yeah. Okay. And sometimes I might show if I don't care. But the feeling is there. I love you. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Believe me, baby. I love you. Sometimes. I might leave from home.
That's real good.
I won't stay gone. 'Cause I love you. For no reason why, but I love you.
I love you.
I
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Believe me, baby. Missing my love, baby. Oh, I love you. That gift you say you want, I got it for you. Come get it, baby.
That's good, man.
Here it is. Missing my love, baby. Oh, I love you.
I love you.
That's real good, man.
I love you.
That is real good. Oh my goodness. All right.
Man, I just love that melody.
Drop the mic.
Mm-hmm. Drop the mic. Drop the mic. Man. And it's catchy. It's bubbly. It's bouncy, man. It's.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you know, it's the thing about it is, it starts off as little okay, like the song, like, and then it builds, and then you get to that point. Yeah, I really, really like this,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's what you mentioned earlier before we went to the music break. You know, listen to the whole song. I think that's what we were saying, right?
Because you never know what gem you're going to come across.
Okay. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that term too, Jim. Oh, mm-hmm. Mad Mike. You know, Mad Mike is out of control. Oh, he had a question for you. And when I first read the question, I said, why is he asking that? But then as I thought about it, you know, he said, please ask Vel if he ever get tired of hearing himself sing.
Only if I'm not making any money.
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, I didn't expect that answer.
Mm-hmm.
This is unscripted, ladies and gentlemen. I wasn't prepared for that answer. Oh my goodness. Okay.
So truthfully, no, I don't get tired of hearing myself sing.
I'm glad to hear that.
If I'm hoarse or something like that, you know, I'll probably get tired.
Well, that's a whole different dynamic yeah. because you can't, you know, if you're hoarse, you know, that's difficult. So you need to rest your voice. Yeah. Mm-hmm, you already know that. I'm preaching to the choir. I'm glad to hear that. Because that also, solidifies, you know, what I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
that I hear a conviction when you sing.
Mm.
You believe in what you're doing.
Yes.
What? That's the only way it's going to work anyway, right, Roy?
The only way.
Yeah.
You got to put all of yourself into what you're doing, and you got to put the time in. People think something like that just happens.
No.
Like that. No, man. You got to put the time in.
No.
It's easy to lose as well. You know, those 3 years when we had the pandemic going, and I wasn't singing a lot, and mm-hmm. losing shows that had been booked.
Wow.
You realize then it's like a fighter. For 3 years, you're going to come back rusty.
So let me ask you, where did you study theater?
In Chicago at the, it was community theater. I worked with some good people also, but it started in high school. And then I graduated and went to Kennedy King College, majored in theater there. But before I got into college, I was around in the community theaters working with such artists as Mary Alice.
Oh.
And Felton Perry.
Really?
And people like that. So they were there in Chicago at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
The Hull House Theater. So I got a lot of experience there and as well.
So we have Black theater royalty here as well.
Man.
So.
Well, I'm not going to deny anything you're saying because you are a professor of theater and arts.
Yeah.
This is right. Look, you can't drive a train. I mean, good gracious. You're definitely on a track. That's what I'm trying to say.
But were you always a working theater practitioner ever since Kennedy King?
Oh, yes. And then, of course, like I say, that's when I did most of my music theater. And then when I moved out to California, that's when I really got more into the music theater and got told by a friend of mine that I missed my calling. I should have been a singer.
Mm. Can you tell us some of the plays that you have been in where you've worked your musical theater muscle?
Well, that was a great friend of mine, from the theater company, the Paul Robeson Players out in Compton, California, the late, great Mr. Kenneth B. Davis.
Okay.
And I had known him for about 45 years because we met in the theater. And there's still some people that are from that same theater now. And we've been knowing each other just as long or longer. Kenny came in and he had plays such as Cheese. That was a musical theater. He worked with Tommy Ford and people like that. A prolific playwright. And he could also write a lot of good comedy. So I spent a lot of time working in his shows, but he would do musical theater and then I would do theater. I did musical theater, like I said, back in college as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where I got most of my musical training in theater.
Nice. Okay.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Well, one other thing. There was the first guy who produced my very first CD, Bradley Austin Bobo. I didn't know this. He passed from cancer not too long ago, about 2 years or so ago. And I did not know that we were at the same college in Chicago for the same 2 years. And he was in the music department. I was in the theater department.
And never.
How about that?
Wow.
Stuff like that happens. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
So did you do anything like the Pirates or Penzance or Pearly Victorious or, I mean.
It was, more like Cat on, as far as theater, Cat on Hot Tin Roof.
Oh.
Then we did Paint Your Wagon.
Oh, you did.
And then we did, Out of This World. That was a sort of like a Greek musical type thing, you know.
Okay.
And so I said to the instructor, I said, when are we going to do some black shows?
Right.
So
how did it go over?
Yeah, how did it go?
He took my advice. You know.
Okay.
So what did he do?
Well, the first thing he did was Raise It in the Sun. And then he developed also a lot of us into being playwrights. And so the next thing he did was, it wasn't musical theater that I was doing, but the next thing I did was The Emperor Jones.
Oh, nice.
That part.
Okay. This guy got his stuff together.
Why do you think I keep having Mr. Omar back on this network? Roy.
Simply,
you know me better.
Simply the best.
Okay, don't try to make up for it.
Aww.
We'll be right back Monday night.
You bring only the best. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Oh, good cleanup.
The truth.
Put on your red dress, baby, 'cause we're going out tonight. Don't forget those high heels, baby, and that dress that fits you real tight. We're going to a place, baby, where they say it's out of sight. Yeah, we're going to a place, baby.
where the party lasts all night. Oh, so don't you fuss or fight, 'cause we'll dance there all night. Band come in, baby, we're gonna boogie all night. Yeah, you know we gotta get there early, 'cause it's the place to be. Yeah, we gotta get there early, 'cause it's the place to be. So if you don't know where it's at, it's a place called Al's Sugar Shack.
Walking down the street one day, feeling lost and all alone, feeling like I'd never ever have someone to call my own. Saw you sitting in the restaurant, and I knew I had received a sign. And all of a sudden the gray skies parted and the sun began to shine. Hair so dark and lovely, your skin so soft and tan. I knew I had to make you my woman. I had to be your man. Exotically beautiful woman, loved you forever, darling. At least that's the way it seems. How can I make you love me? How can I make you mine? Tell me, beautiful lady, how can I make you mine? Scent of sweet magnolia,
flower in your hair takes me to where we fell in love. Girl, you send me there. You're my inspiration. At last
Okay, so what was that one?
That was How Can I Make You Mine.
How Can I Make You Mine? And the one before that,
Al's Sugar Shack.
Ah.
That, okay.
Both of them were bad.
Yeah, okay.
Super bad.
Yeah, that's why I played them. Mr. Omar, How Can I Make You Mine? Was that a cover?
That's my original. That's one of the ones that I wrote.
Man, you got the talent with the pen, my brother. That is great. How do you compose? Do you do it with the piano, or does it just come out of your head? What's your
good question?
Usually, it comes. Well, my very first CD came. My wife and I bought a young daughter a Casio keyboard.
I remember those.
And I had I had a desire to write music. And, you know, they come with those chords, straight chord. And that's how I actually came up with the idea to write my entire very first CD.
Are you saying that you were self-taught on a keyboard?
I wasn't taught at all on a keyboard. I don't play a musical instrument.
Yes, you do. Your voice.
You are that, yeah. In the microphone.
I agree.
And I tried to play harmonica, you know, but I didn't get quite to the hang of it, but. You know, just listening to other songs and then using my imagination, like How Can I Make You Mine? I thought back to all the times growing up as a young boy in college and had all these schoolboy crushes, and I had that thought many a time.
Amen. Oh,
beautiful.
So we have to go back in our memory sometime.
That's right.
I'm sure that my wife and I went through that same thing, and I was lucky because she became mine. So.
Okay.
Wow. Al Sugar Shack, original?
Original, not written by me, written by a good friend of mine we worked with Brenton Wood, the Oogum Boogum Man.
Yes, absolutely.
He was the keyboard player for Brenton Wood, Danny Torres. And Danny had...
I heard the name.
Yes, Danny Torres. He came up with that song because... I'm not going to give the details of it because he might have somebody listening.
Wow.
But yeah, he came up with that song because we used to rehearse in one of the other musicians' garage. Alfred's garage. And Alfred had a place in his garage where he always stored candy for his children.
Huh. Okay.
And